Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I'm your host, Jeremy Birmingham, with me today again for the third time on the show, once in person, the day of your commitment, Cameron Martinez from Muskegon High School in Muskegon, Michigan. Cam, welcome to the show again. Thank you for being on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Let's dive right in here to this season for you. Your senior season is over. A tough loss in the state championship game up there in Michigan Division III. You finished your year as the Mr. Football in Michigan, the MLive Player of the Year, the Gatorade Player of the Year. You have to feel pretty good about everything that you were able to accomplish this season outside of what happened in the final 48 minutes, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate what happened. The state championship didn't go the way, you know, we expected it to go. But, you know, I think the winning the awards does show that the hard work has paid off. And, you know, I can look back on my high school career and just be thankful for everything that happened.
This season, I mean, there was so much talk coming into the year about your ultimate position and playing, you know, quarterback in high school, and then maybe playing wide receiver, maybe playing defensive back in college. How did this season go for you as far as, you know, your own personal development in your mind?
I think just being an overall, you know, team player and just being a football player. If the coaches needed me to go somewhere, I was able to do it. And, you know, just giving 110% effort. And that really helped me and, you know, helped me be a good leader as well. And it was just kind of all about me, you know, finishing with my team and you know, just being a leader, you know, just for, you know, what's to come in the future. That's kind of what this year was all about. And, you know, I think it went really well.
When you committed over the summer, you know, we talked a little bit then about the challenge of being in Michigan, committing to Ohio State. Did it get easier for you as the season went along, or was it made more difficult because people are watching you tear up all the record books and, you know, saying, hey, why are you leaving the state? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you always get those anonymous commenters that, you know, just people that will say, you know, they don't think. I mean, just talking about the negative stuff about committing to Ohio State and things like that, but I never really paid attention to it. A lot of it was, you know, I think it was a shock to a lot of people when I did commit. And then towards, you know, later in the season and things like that, more people were just supporting me and just happy for me. And now everybody's just excited and can't wait for me to, you know, see me play in the Scarlet and Gray.
How is the relationship right now with the Buckeyes? Obviously, you know, your commitment, they stopped up to see you on Sunday. Jeff Hafley was up there for his official visit. I know Ryan Day is supposed to still come back to do his. But where is the relationship with Ohio State? How comfortable are you feeling? You only made it down to campus one time this season, but obviously you have a pretty busy schedule of your own up there. So how are things going with the Buckeyes? Have they given any more clarity on where they potentially see you? How are you feeling about that? Blah, blah, blah.
Really well. They, you know, Coach Day and Coach Hafley came during the season on their bye week, you know, and that stuck out a lot to me. And then Coach Hafley came right after the Big Ten championship, and, you know, he just went on the road, drove from Indiana. So that was actually really, you know, nice of him to do that. Really meant a lot to me. And I think they're leaning towards more of, you know, playing defense in that, you know, nickel spot and just moving around, you know, into free as well. So me and Hafley just had a really good, you know, conversation and always been talking and just building a really good relationship, and Coach Day as well.
What did you have for dinner?
He wasn't hungry, actually. All we were able to give him was some Gatorade, but you know, he looked pretty tired. But it was good for him to come for a couple hours, and he you know, went back on the road and drove down to Detroit.
As you watched the Ohio State defense this year, and you know, they're talking about that safety spot, the nickel spot, rotating around. I assume sort of what Sean Wade's doing. Do you see? And I know it's difficult for you because you're not a guy who's played defense a lot, but do you see how you fit into that?
I do. You know, back at Catholic, it was kind of, I would play both sides of the ball. So I kind of am familiar with, you know, the type of position that they want me to play, and, you know, me playing it back a couple years ago. But, and also it's just me trusting an athlete. When I'm committed, I knew I was going in and I was going to be playing a different position, regardless of what side of the ball I was going to be on. So, you know, just the fact that I'm just putting my faith into Coach Hafley, and I just put 100% of my trust into him, and just know that he can develop me to be a great football player.
You've probably been hit 4,000 times in the last 4 years playing quarterback and running the ball as much as you do. I mean, is there a part of you that is sort of looking forward to being able to stop getting beat up every game?
Actually, last game I ran the ball a lot of times, and it was just kind of just thinking about it. And I woke up the next day, and it was just like, you know, that was my last time really just, you know, carrying the ball that much. So I think I am going to be, you know, happy that that's not going to happen again. It's going to be kind of nice too, that knowing that you know, the whole team's not just, you know, game planning for you as well.
How much have you spoken with Matt Barnes about the idea of still returning kicks and punts? Because obviously you are a guy that when you get the ball in your hands is pretty effective, scoring what I think 4,000 touchdowns in the last 3 years.
Yeah. Every time I talk to him, he always brings it up. And, you know, I actually was back on punt this year. I returned a kick as well, but, you know, a lot of teams didn't punt me the ball. So I never really got too much of it. But you know, it's something that I've always been back on punt return and have returned, you know, some kicks my whole 4 years. So Coach Barnes really talks about that highly of me doing that as well, and you know, I'll be excited to do that as too.
Since you committed to Ohio State, is there a guy or two in the class that your relationship with has really blossomed? I know you're close with Grant Tutton, obviously, as another Michigan prospect coming to Ohio State, but is there anybody else that you've started to kind of get to know, or somebody that you're like, oh, that's my dude, I talk to him all the time?
Yeah. So Jackson Smith, me and him are pretty cool. We kind of talk. You know, we talked about last week, actually. We won our awards and things like that. And then, you know, just at the official, when I got to chop it up with, you know, Clark and Court and Julian Fleming and, you know, Paris Johnson. So I saw Julian. I talked to him back when I was up there, and Paris as well. So just a couple players and things like that. But I would say Jackson's probably mostly the main one.
When it comes to playing defense and learning basically a new position, do you think that it will be any harder or more difficult than it could be, considering that you're coming into a class with guys like Julian and Jackson and G. Scott and Mookie Cooper? Like, for you, if you're playing defense, who better to learn how to play the position than trying to guard those guys, right?
Yeah. One of the biggest things for me is I just love competing. And I said from, you know, the moment of when this whole recruiting started, the whole position thing, I just said, you know, I wanted to be a football player. And that's kind of what I'm going by. And, you know, just competing every day with guys like that, and also the guys that are still going to be there, is definitely going to make me better, you know, as a player and as a teammate.
For people watching and listening to this, I mean, you and I have talked to each other for going on 4 years now. I've always thought you were one of the best football players in the Midwest. It's good to see that your ranking is starting to go up. You moved up to a composite 4-star and across the board, up to the number 14 athlete in the country. I know you don't care about the numbers that much, but like, how much do you care?
Just to see it happen is, you know, cause I think, you know, everybody my age and or below, or, you know, they look at, you know, their ranking, their own ranking, and if they don't like it, of course, they're going to feel some type of way. So that's kind of just what I did a little bit, but I try not to pay too much attention of it. I just wanted to go play my football game. I mean, play my game, and I knew everything would come together if I was just doing the right things, and that's kind of what it's showing. You know, I'm thankful that, you know, the recruiting people think highly of me in that type of way. But it's something that you always have in the back of your head, but it's nothing that's just going to, you know, bother you too much.
But now that the season's over and your high school career is over, it's okay, Cameron, to say, listen, I'm pretty damn good at this. Move me up. Give me a bump.
Yeah, I guess I could say that after the season.
I mean, those three state player of the year awards don't happen by accident, and that's four total for you now, right? I mean, who won the Gatorade player of the year when you were a junior? Do you know?
Daquan Finn. Daquan Finn actually won Mr. Football and the Gatorade player of the year, and that's why I played in the state championship.
So you've obviously done some pretty good work, and people are starting to take notice of that. When you committed, I know there were people in Columbus who were like, what the heck? Why is this kid not ranked higher than he is? But I'm sure they're happy in a way to see that ranking starting to go up as well. You're not enrolling early. You're going to play basketball at Muskegon. You're going to finish out your senior year. What are the two or three goals that you have from now until June when you, you know, arrive on campus at Ohio State for your body, for you know, preparation for the next level, or whether it's personal? What are your goals right now moving forward?
You know, I want to have a successful basketball season. It's the sport that I like, and also my stepdad is the one that coaches in it, so coaches me. So, you know, just to finish out strong in that, and just enjoy everything, and just take everything in. You know, it's my last time doing a lot of things, but you know, just stay in touch with the coaches at Ohio State, and just, you know, talk to them and what I can work on for me to be a good football player, and also just continue to get stronger. You know, I put a lot of trust into my you know, coaching staff, and to, you know, making me a stronger and better football player, and they've done that in the past 2 years, so I expect that to change as well, and just to get ready, and, you know, just, you know, keep on creating my, you know, mental toughness, you know, when I get to Ohio State.
Did Coach Halfley, do they have an idea for you as far as weight, where they want you to be when you get onto campus, or is that conversation not come up yet?
Yeah, Coach Halfley actually told me it's just perfect where I'm at right now. You know, with my position, he doesn't need me to put on weight or lose any weight. You know, he just loves my explosiveness and how athletic I am, and he just knows that he can develop me into being a great defensive player.
Are you worried about losing weight during basketball season? And I mean, I assume you fluctuate a little bit. What do you, right now, your 247 profile lists you at 183. I don't know where you want to be, or where you, you know, how does that change for basketball season?
Yeah, I was close to, like, I actually was 191 in the football season, and I think I put on a lot more muscle because we lift during the season as well. But I definitely will be, you know, lose a little bit more, and I'm fine with that. As long as I'm in the range of 180, between 180 and 190, I'm good with that.
Signing day, the early signing period is next Wednesday through next Friday, the 18th through the 20th. You said to this point you're not sure if you're going to sign on the 18th. Is that still where you're at, or what do you feel like you need to do to feel confident in that, and why would you wait, I guess, because Buckeye fans are going to freak out?
Yeah, I know. I figured they would freak out. You know, it's just kind of like a big thing that we do at our school, but I think that I probably will sign next week. I talked to Coach Halfley about the whole, about everything, about how, why I would sign in February. And we talked, and he said that he was fine with whatever my decision was going to be. But, you know, I don't want people to think that if I don't, it's, you know, maybe my, you know, relationship with Ohio State isn't there, but it's always there. And I don't think it's going to change. You know, I think I've been committed for a few months now, and I still feel the same way about Ohio State as I did before.
So you sign next week, and then you just still do the signing day thing with your class
in
February, and still do the big hoo-ha, whatever. You know, what do you guys have, just like everyone in the gym or what?
The whole community kind of comes out for it. You know, I got a lot of, you know, players that, you know, I got two other players that are looking to sign Division One. You know, they're Division One, you know, national letter of intent too. So, you know, just a lot of goes into it. But yeah, we're just figuring that all out right now.
Your community, you guys, your football team does something really cool, right? I mean, setting up the dance hall or something like that in town in the summer. Is that what you guys do? Sort of community service thing.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, a community comes in, and it's such a small town, so, you know, a lot of it is, you know, built off of sports, and, you know, we like to do a lot of things with the community and get them involved, and, you know, they really do support us a lot, and it's always, you know, good to, you know, just do things with the community.
What number do you want to wear at Ohio State?
I really have thought about that. I don't know yet.
You wear 13 now. Tyreek Johnson wears 13 in the secondary. Is there a thought like, oh, maybe I can ask Tyreek, or maybe I gotta, you know, blaze a new trail with a new number? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, something like that. Maybe I'd have to talk to him. But I mean, 23 works, 33 works. I mean, 3 has kind of always been my favorite number, and anything, you know, by itself or anything with it, kind of.
Well, Damon Arnett is leaving, and he wears 3, so you may have an opportunity to hop into that if you ask early enough. So I think generally those one-digit numbers are given out after you earn them a little bit, so you might need to.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm just going to come in there, you know, expecting there and you know, anything. So, you know, it's just my mindset's going to be with whatever.
Well, look, man, I really have been grateful to get to know you over the last few years, and I'm glad that everything is still on track for you. Good luck with basketball season. Go out and win a state championship, and we will be in touch soon. But I'm going to let you get out of here and get back on with your night. So for Letterman Row, I'm Jeremy Birmingham. That is Ohio State 2020 commitment, Cameron Martinez. Thanks for watching this latest edition of Bermanology on Letterman Row.